Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you. Glad you're with me today on another Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday's podcast, we dealt with the statements of John chapter 12, verses 27 through 29. Jesus is having a troubling in his soul about going to the cross, and the Father says, I have glorified my name and will glorify it again. And we brought out that Jesus brought glory to the Father. I want to say on the back of that, before I go any further, that the whole purpose of Jesus on the earth, of course, was to go to the cross, die, and raise from the dead so that we could have our sins taken care of and then have the life of the heavens in us. But, and I don't want to for a split second take anything away from that, but I want you to realize that he also came in the flesh so that man could finally see what God really looked like, what he sounded like, how he acted, how he loved, what he did, how he treated people, how he felt about religion, how he felt about relationship. Jesus was all of that. Jesus is standing at the bottom of the ladder. The angels are ascending and descending upon him. Jesus is bringing heaven to the earth. He is showing you what the realm of the heavenlies has always been like. And God was so pleased that he glorified the name of the Father through his life, and he glorified the name of the Father through his death. That's verse 30 saying, Jesus answers, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. And so the voice, though spoken to Jesus, is for the sake of those standing around, specifically, I think, the disciples, so that they will know that what is about to happen is not Jesus being cursed by God. It is Jesus bringing glory to the name of the Father. And that is a crucial element to understand in the crucifixion story, because the crowd assembled at the cross thought that God was cursing Jesus, because Deuteronomy said, cursed is a man that hangs on a tree. The crowd thought he was being cursed. That's why in Isaiah 53 it says, we did esteem him smitten, stricken of God, and afflicted. He was afflicted and stricken, but the crowd thought that it was God cursing Jesus. And the reality is, it was not God cursing Jesus because Jesus was bad. It was God placing the curse of the law upon Jesus so that he would never place it upon us. Was Jesus cursed at the cross? Yes. He was made to be a curse so that we could be made righteous. But it was not God cursing Jesus because Jesus called himself God. That's what the crowd thought. This man thought he was God. Now God, he's being crucified on a tree, so God is going to place a curse upon him. And that was how Christianity, you realize how that faith could have stumbled out of the gate? Because it's basically an offshoot of Judaism, but it's an offshoot of heretical doctrine. We follow a man who died on a tree. If you die on a tree, you're cursed of God. And so the reason the voice comes in John 12 is for the crowd to know that Jesus has been glorified by the Father and is about to be glorified by the Father again. I cannot stress this enough. I'm just finishing my second book, and this is a part of that book of the crowd. I did a whole chapter on the cursed aspect of the cross. And part of it is this, that the crowd viewed him as a blasphemer and thus cursed. But this passage is another passage, not the only one, but another passage that is telling us that that God spoke just prior to the cross, let the crowd know it's not what you think. He's not going to go for the reasons you're going to be told. You're going to be told he's going because he blasphemed God. I'm telling you, he's going to glorify my name. That's why Jesus says this voice didn't come for me, but it came for you. That now we're at that infamous verses 31 and 32, John 12, 31 and 32. And I'll say this before I close. John 12, 32 is one of the more quoted verses in John, but because we have a tendency to skip 31, I think 32 has lost its purpose for most of us. And we'll put them together tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.